Yo, yo, yo. School Days Podcast. January 3rd, 2016.
Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's.
Happy motherfucking New Year, y'all. Episode 10, man. Milestone episode, I guess. First of many. Man, the last week, a lot of stuff has been going on, really, man. Getting closer and closer, for me anyway, to the due date of little Jalen. So I was getting...
I still got to see the room.
Bro, yeah, it's set up now. I can show you after we get done. But, yeah, bro, it's looking pretty good, man. I'm you know, of course, blessed, you know, to see another year, you know. everything that it brings, and I'm just ready to see what 2016 brings me and my family.
Yes, sir.
What about you, bro?
Not much, bro. Same old, same old. Just kicking it in gear, getting ready for release date, and hey, 2016 is looking like a big year for everybody. You know,
most definitely.
Blessings up.
Most definitely. We can go ahead and dig into sports real quick, man. Nothing much to really say. Really, I mean, you know, NBA update, the Warriors are still fucking kicking ass.
They lost again, didn't they?
They got beat by the fucking Mavericks, but they're 34-2.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. So, I mean, it's like, okay, they lost, but...
Best team ever in NBA history? These going to go down, or I think they're going to lose them 10 or 11?
The pace that they're going right now... If somehow, some fucking way, bro, they just continue this whole pace, bro... Mm-hmm. For, like, the rest of the fucking season, they'll definitely break the fucking record, without a doubt.
Oh, man.
But I personally think what's going to happen is they're going to lose their rhythm during the All-Star break.
Okay.
That's what I think will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know, man.
Looking forward for All-Star break, too. Kobe's last All-Star game.
Yeah, I want to see how that's going to go.
He's kicking ass in the polls.
Yeah, isn't he, like, fucking more than, like, KD
everybody
and LeBron combined? That's ridiculous.
Over Steph Curry by a quarter million.
And they're announcing the starters on the 20th, I believe.
Okay.
January 20th. So be on the lookout for that. If you guys follow like the NBA on Twitter or whatever. Oh, that's what I forgot to do before I started. I knew I was getting something, man. You finally have a Twitter.
Oh yeah.
At school, let me make sure I got the feed the right. Give people the right actual Twitter handle. But I believe it's at SchoolDays92. Yep, SchoolDays92. The same way the podcast is spelled, SchoolDays92 on Twitter. Shout out to all the 14 people that follow back. yeah, we appreciate y'all, man, for real, for real.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for, you know, episode information on there and, you know, talking about topics on there and everything. And I'll also be start putting the podcast on YouTube because apparently what I've been being told, man, from like the younger people don't know how to fucking work Stitcher Radio or work the podcast app, apparently. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that hard, but then again.
For all you Fire Stick people.
Yeah, it's on the Fire. Yeah, yeah. You can listen to it on the Fire Stick.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but,
all my family members been listening to on
Fire Stick.
So hopefully it registers.
It should. Listens. It should.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it should. Because it shows me, because the way it works on Podomatic, bro, because the feed is through Podomatic. So the way it registers is that, like, on Stitcher Radio or fucking Apple shit, like, if they go play it on there, it registers to Podomatic as a download.
Okay.
But for plays on Podomatic, we don't have them any on there because I don't promote the Podomatic play shit because the Podomatic shit is too complicated anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It's easier if they just go to the app and just press play and it's there. But
why my dad want to start a podcast now?
For real?
Yeah. It's for real. He's talking about starting a podcast.
What's he gonna talk about?
I don't know. He got inspired.
Is he just going to do it like by himself? Or
not him and his buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like,
that's funny.
Okay, all right. Whatever.
Hey. More power to him.
Hey, man. It was our idea first.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, don't get me started on that. But, yeah, man. We'll start having the episodes on YouTube. This episode will probably be on YouTube, too. And I might just fuck around and just put all 10 episodes on there just to do it. But,
So look out for subscribing to that channel as well.
Exactly. So you guys have fucking three ways to listen to it now, so I don't hear anybody else complaining about how they can't fucking get to the episodes and how it's too hard. It's going to be on fucking YouTube. Just type in fucking School Days Podcast.
Exactly.
And it's right there. And I'm sorry if I sound aggressive. Y'all just pissed me. Y'all talking about y'all know how to fucking work Podomatic, but niggas can find a way to work it on Fire Stick.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how do you not know how to fucking go to your iPhone on an app that comes with the phone. And to, like, it's not hard, but it's whatever, man. Back into sports.
Knicks beat the Hawks.
A word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's leading scorer? Carmelo or Porzingis?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see here.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. The Pistons and the Pacers, someone's going to a fight last night.
Yeah.
Paul George and the ongoing beef,
huh?
Yeah. I guess something happened.
Oh, Afalo had 38 points.
Aaron Afalo had 38?
Yes.
Okay, he's trying to channel his Denver Nuggets days.
Damn, man. Carmelo only had 11 points.
He's falling off, man. I think so.
38 though, bro? Okay then.
That's crazy. But yeah, so the Pacers and Pistons almost got into a little squabble at the end of the game. Pacers still kicking ass, man. I really, really think, man, like, people aren't giving them their credit they deserve. I don't know, like, it can happen, but I don't know. It's like, I want them to win, but then again, I know, like, when they get to, for, like, certain teams, it's just like they have no fucking answer. Like, the Warriors, like, they could have beat the Warriors, but it's like when the Warriors are going those little runs, it's like, damn. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sorry, in the background, if you hear something in the background, that's, we're, like, by, like, my patio door. So, yeah, I think that was, like, a truck or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't think that they can compete when it comes to playing, like, the real, real good teams, like the fucking Heat. Not even the Heat. Bullshit. The fucking Cavaliers, I mean. The Warriors. Like, I don't know. When it comes to playing real, real good teams that I know are going to fucking, you know, more than likely be in their way to winning the championship, they can't, like, really produce like that. But, you know, shit comes with time, though, so.
Bro, Bulls beat the Raptors by 2, and Jimmy Butler had 42 points.
That's another team to watch out for, too.
42, though, bro?
Bulls. He's nice, bro.
Niggas are cooking.
He's nice. Jimmy Butler is nice, bro.
Nobody even came close to that. They had 42. That's crazy.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler is
5 assists, 4 rebounds.
What was I going to say? The NFL, bro. I don't know if the Colts made it or not. I know they beat the Titans today. But I know they had, like, this whole little, like, scenario they got to go through to possibly fucking make the playoffs. Actually, I'm about to go look it up right now. Colts. Oh, so the Colts didn't make the playoffs, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Damn. And they won. That sucks. Like, you win a game and you still don't have, like, you know, like, your playoff hopes in your hands. Like, you make them playoffs, it's up to fucking other motherfuckers winning and losing. That's some... Damn, that sucks.
Mm-mm-mm. Better yuck. Best said better yuck. Better luck next year.
Yeah.
Man, that's unfortunate, but hey, I kind of seen that coming. So.
Hell yeah. Anything else going on in the sports world really like that?
That's all I know of. I really am. Honestly, I've been so tied up with holidays, I can't even.
Yeah, same here, too.
Catching up.
That's what I was going to say. We need to start kind of. I know Rats works on. He works on fucking Sundays. Like, he's at work right now. I was talking to him earlier.
He only worked a couple hours, though.
It's like 4 to 10, though.
Oh, 4 to 10 a day?
Yeah.
Okay, he's picking them up. Sundays. He's picking them up.
But the thing is, though, is like we don't do it like at fucking 10 o'clock. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Unless I figure out a way. But do you have a computer at home or like a laptop at home?
HP.
Laptop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to. If I can figure out a way, I'm going to talk to him about it, too. Because we might be able to start doing a podcast like over like the internet type of shit.
Oh, okay.
Like if you get a like a computer headset,
yeah,
and then we can like because the way that you know that Modern War Negro dude does it, mm-hmm. he does his podcast, but like they're all in different fucking states, so they do it like via like computer like online.
So you want to do that when Jay get here?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, I mean, we don't have to, but I mean, if it comes down to it, or if like you know we end up moving or some shit,
okay,
just a way to keep the shit. Yeah, going, you yeah, know, because I don't like if somebody moves out of fucking state or whatever the case may be. I don't want that to fucking be the end of the fucking podcast. Yeah. So,
yeah, it's always an option. No problem.
I gotta look into that. I'm gonna ask Rex too if he like knows anything about that shit too, because I can just you know buy like a little computer mic and plug it in here
mm-hmm.
and do it like that. Because I know like some people like do their shit through like Google, whatever the Google video chat app is, and then they like record it and then put it on like YouTube. But there's also a way you can just record the audio and then do it like that too. So I don't know. But let's go ahead and keep it going with the podcast. So digging into like current events and shit. I know there's also, I guess like apparently, me and Tiffany just saw this today on the news. There's been more threats sent out to Plainfield High School before it started school tomorrow.
If I was a student, I would just be like, no school for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't go. Yeah, fuck that shit, bro.
No school for me.
You remember how I was in high school, bro? Motherfuckers are probably getting roasted and shit, bro. If a white kid...
Cause that's Plainfield, like you said. Yeah.
If it's
going to be a threat. It's going to be problems, and I believe it, too.
Not even white kid. Let me just take the race thing out of it, because I'm just saying it because of Plainfield. I'm thinking that that's probably who it is. But taking color out of it at Pike... Because it can be anybody getting roasted at Pike.
Yeah.
So, if you take a kid who's getting bullied and bullied and bullied and is getting to his or her breaking point.
Yeah.
And just snaps, bro. I'm not trying to be there for that shit.
I'm not either.
And get shot just because I was laughing at a joke. Yeah. Or some shit like that. Like,
yeah.
I'm cool, bro.
Exactly.
Like
that. It's getting worse nowadays. It's crazy out here, really.
And I know, like, I even feel this way a little bit, too. Like, some people say, like, you know, if they're really going to fucking shoot somebody or, you know, really, really do something, then why put it on social media? But it could be a cry for help. But also, it's like, you still don't know what the fuck they're capable of really doing. Like, if they really, really go in there and shoot that school up.
What somebody's going through.
Exactly.
They could be really, like, when they get out of school, can be living life like Kenny off South Park.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know what I mean? That's...
It's right up, at their ends meet. You know what I mean? Ready to do something.
Hell yeah. Also, man, Did I talk about the Bernie Sanders shit last podcast? I think I did with the email I got.
Yeah,
We won't go back there again. So I'm still fucking getting emails from them to this day trying to get me to fucking spend some money.
Yeah.
But, it's fucking fried, man. What else, man? What the fuck else?
I mean, Mel Doom might be actually really, really doing jail time.
Like, isn't like a year or 2 years?
It's a year or 2 years. I don't think it might be a year. I think it's the last time he did like six, 5
months.
Oh,
bro, there's even some more, some shit happened today, bro. I'm going to cut you off, but...
No, you're good.
Let's see if I can find this shit, bro. Some shit with some people, some like militia group in Oregon.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Holding a building. Yeah, here we go. Oregon under attack.
You know what CNN said? They said they're not a threat because they're not looting things and doing. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Amnon Bundy. I think, hold on. Because I know, like, I saw this shit this morning and I don't even know what the fuck is going on, really. But I want to, like, read more into it.
Side note, the year just started. Two people shot on the east side of Indianapolis, one in critical condition. That's how we starting our year.
It's Indianapolis for you. Here we go. Armed group takes over Oregon Wildlife Refugee Building. Let's read what they're talking about. This is from CNN, people. Story highlights. Armed anti-government protesters have taking over a building and a federal wildfire refugee in Oregon accusing officials of unfairly punishing ranchers who refuse to sell their land. One of them is Amon, I think that's his name, Amon mm-hmm. Bundy, the 40-year-old son of the Nevada rancher, Cliven Bundy, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm tripping, who was well known for anti-government action. He spoke by phone to CNN Sunday morning, asked him several times what he and those with him wanted. He answered in vague terms, saying that they want the federal government to restore the people's constitutional rights. This refuge, it has been destructive to the people of the county and the people of the area, he said. People need to be aware. And it's like more of a story. Mm-hmm. But basically, it's like some like government type shit.
Oh, CNN said.
CNN says militiamen in Oregon are not a threat because they're not destroying property or looting anything.
That's so ignorant. That's just.
And that goes back to my. That's how you this is going to be good for the podcast, too. Did I tell you the story about my English class? I'm not in the class no more, so I can kind of talk about it more and not feel like anything about it.
Yeah.
But, so my paper I wrote was a paper talking about why are blacks in general mistreated by the police and always end up losing their lives?
Mm-hmm.
But when it's a white person, you know, basically, when it's a white person, they get set up by the police, they get arrested or they're mentally ill. Like, it's never a shoot first mentality
mm-hmm.
with white people, but it always seems to be a shoot first or police officers feel threatened by black people in mm-hmm. general. So, you know, and that's what I'm talking about in the paper and shit. And we had to get into like peer editing groups where people read our paper yeah. and then typed like response letters about our paper and then mm-hmm. gave them to us. So, I had this young black girl who lives in Avon. She's probably like 18, 19, an older black woman who was probably like 30 or 40 years old. And I think it was like an Indian guy that was in my group. So the Indian guy wasn't really into it like that as far as like involved in the group and shit. So I don't think he didn't even type like a response letter to me.
Yeah.
I don't think he even passed neither. The 40-year-old woman loved my paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, for. You know what I mean? She has sons and shit that are my age.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
She fucking loved my paper.
Exactly.
And was just saying she feels like that I should speak on more, basically.
But what about the...
But, yeah, she wanted me to go even deeper,
what
basically.
About the other girl, though?
No, I'm getting there. She basically just wanted me to go harder than what I was going, basically, okay. In so many words.
Yeah.
And then the last girl from Avon, 18-year-old, I feel like your paper should be talking about on why police... have are brutal to Americans in general. Me, myself, as a black woman, I have never experienced this, blah, blah, blah.
You know what's crazy about that? Here's a story. It's back when I used to indulge in smoking marijuana. I got stopped because I was driving through it was yellow light.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop wanted to turn early.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was passing first. I'm with my girl, though, mm-hmm. with Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you get pulled up, before I get pulled over, I turn into a neighborhood that's not my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to be like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Get pulled over. He comes up to me. I'm like, he sees everybody in the car. My window doesn't work, so I had to roll another window. I know you can smell it. It's no way. It's got him smoking.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't want to do that because I was with a female. Mm-hmm. There's another thing. When I'm out in Zionsville. And I was just got done talking to Mark and shit. Pulled mm-hmm. out the gas station, get pulled over. My taillight is always yellow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've seen it before.
Yeah, it's always yellow. Yeah.
So he's like, oh, you got a yellow light. My book bag is where I carried my stuff mm-hmm. at the time. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So he looked back in the book bag, looked at her. You have a nice day. It's like, since you would have, I think he's probably, and it's crazy. Majority of cops do have daughters. Mm-hmm. So I just think he's like, all right, well, if I pull you over, I take you, then she has to wait here for mm-hmm. a ride. I got to sit here and wait. You know what I mean? It's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to take her to jail. You know what I mean? I think mm-hmm. it's, you know, they're more lenient on females than anything.
This is my thing. Like, I'm not trying to pass out judgment.
I don't think they should be like that, though. Just to say that, though. It's like, I think that's a problem. Like, okay. He's a guy, so... Not to cut you off, but he's a guy, so... You know, take him to jail. girl. You know what I'm saying? I respected the fact behind it, the female versus a male, but it's like, you know, like, if it's not that deep in the first place, which is not, you know, it's not that deep. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why do that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. Like, I feel you.
Because it's like, if it's a girl and you know for a fact you don't want to take her to jail, and you know, a guy does the same thing, and it's like, all right, well, you're gonna go to jail today. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's to me, that's fucking sucks.
And then, like, my thing with her about that whole paper shit, bro, is that, like, okay, like, I get it, you know, where you've grown up at or where you've went to high school, you know, at or whatever. You probably are not experienced that shit, because first of all, Avon is nice. The most chillest place ever, bro.
No crime like
that. You know what I mean? And I don't even, like, when I go around with Tiffany and shit, I don't even feel, like, no type of, you know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I don't feel
animosity.
Yeah, or nobody looking at me no type of way and like, shit.
Ah, this nigga.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So, Avon is cool. I fuck with Avon heavy. But for her to, like, say that, basically, in her paper, she was just saying that I was, like, and I wish I fucking had that shit, bro. God, I wish I had that shit.
I think that's the pure sign of ignorance of not knowing.
Yeah, it's like, how do you not know? Do you not watch the fucking news? Exactly. Do you not see all these fucking black people killing us?
You have no friends in Indianapolis?
Not black. I said that word. Do you not see all these black people getting killed?
Right.
Well, black people's killing us, too. But yeah. Do you not see all these cops killing us, killing people?
They said that it was, what was the exact number? Hold on, real quick.
Killing people who look like me and you. Yeah. This little girl's getting shot. Like, it's, oh, bro.
In total, I think the cops killed, real quick, I'll get the exact number soon.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, that, like, reading that shit, and when she gave it to me, that's the one, remember, did you see that snap where I posted?
U.S. police killed over 1,126 people in 2015.
Fucking ridiculous.
That's more than it was in Iraqi for a year.
Fucking ridiculous.
I said Iraq for a year.
I was going to say, did you, you probably didn't see it. I posted a snap where I was in the, doing some group work for that English class, and the girl was talking, and I had to, like, cover my nose because her breast smelled like shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so, and I'm just, like, reading the shit, and I'm just, like, okay, like, how am I, my thing, this is my thing, how do you, why do you want me to, like, try to make this shit about America? It's not about America, because the shit is happening, and I'm black, and I do fucking feel threatened when I fucking get stopped by a cop, exactly, or walk past a police person, I do, so I'm not gonna sit here and fake, like, everybody's equal, because I guarantee you, if I grab one of my, you know, white friends or whatever, and we walk, you know what I'm saying? And if we're doing some awesome bullshit, or if we feel like some type of way or whatever, or if I look a certain way, if I walk around with my hoodie on or whatever, I'm gonna get looked at, or I'm gonna, you know, say, I'm gonna get stopped or whatever. Yeah. It's just, like, it's obvious.
I felt weird today when I was like, I'm wearing a black hoodie.
Yeah, like, this, the thing is, it's like the stereotypes and like the way people perceive us. This shit is obvious, and then, like, some people can't fucking, it sucks, but some people can't fucking help the way they think and the way they act.
Exactly. I was just watching a video on Worldstar, and there's a white guy, and they tased him. They didn't shoot him. He had a knife. Black guy had a knife.
There's a video where there's this white guy, he was like damn near butt naked, and he was like fighting cops, bro. And they were trying to tase him, and he was like fighting the taser off, and
oh, yeah.
They weren't shooting him.
I heard
they didn't shoot him at all, but I guarantee you, bro.
Black guy, he's dead.
Bro, like, it's motherfucking kids out here, bro. Who, I guess the kid, you hear about the football player, right, that was fucking up the cars and shit.
Exactly.
Didn't have no gun, but got shot.
Got shot. Could be going through something. People don't understand that it's nothing. Like, and I'm glad that here's one thing that they are trying to do better on in America. They're trying to say that when if they get diagnosed with the drug, they're not going to take them to jail. They're going to take them to a rehab. You know what I'm saying? Because taking them to jail is not going to fix their drug addiction.
It's not. You know what
I
mean? So
I think with situations like that, they need to go to a sane asylum. Even if they're not insane, to show them, like, hey, man, you don't want to be around this. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be around this. Like, you're doing some crazy stuff. You know, it's, you know, people are young and, you know, America, you got to really look into. You know, you don't want the music to be like this, but you see a movie that's like this. You see a TV show, you know, all these movies, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. I think they need to really apply pressure to the youth instead of just thinking like, you're an adult now. You know what I mean? I go back to saying this great point. It's like in high school, may I use the bathroom? Mm-hmm. May I go get a drink of water? And then as soon as you graduate, you're a full-fledged adult.
Mm-hmm. Like you got to ask everybody to do some shit when you're 18 in high school. But
exactly. So yeah. That's why we surprised when you go to college and say.
Yeah, like now you got all this responsibility and all this freedom.
Yeah, when you go to college, like you ask me to go use the bathroom, just get up and use the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's mm-hmm. like, what? I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, so it's like, you know what I mean? Like, ain't no crash course for that.
Mm-hmm. So. And I feel like this is, like, I feel like schools should say the same to the extent, but also, like, there needs to be, like, legit, like, classes or whatever you want to say to how to, like, make it through life. Like, how to do taxes.
Here's your tuition.
Yeah.
Here's how you do taxes. Here's how you fill out taxes.
Yeah.
Here's how you build your credit. Here's how you get a appraisal for things.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how you, Even a class, even if it's about
like how to change a tire,
how to
change your engine oil, like little shit like that
that really matters.
Yeah, like because it's a lot of people. Like I mean, like I was blessed, you know, personally. Like I got uncles who are fucking magicians when it comes to vehicles, so I know how to fucking, you know, do oil and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I ain't no damn mechanic or nothing, but I mean,
at least you know how to do.
I know basic survival shit for a car.
Because to me, it went backwards. Back in the day, you know how to build a house by the age of 16.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like now it's like shit, you know, you gotta learn and shit like that.
We definitely are in the generation where niggas don't know how to do a lot of shit.
Right. Simple
that
things.
That they should know how to do.
Yeah, simple
as far
things.
As like being a man.
It's being a man. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Or even females. Like, it's a lot of females don't know how to cook nowadays.
They can't cook.
You know what I mean?
It's like, come on, man.
Right. So.
Put your ass in the kitchen. I'm just lying. But. Yeah, man, so that, just basically, like, coming back to that paper, though, like, it just made me really realize, man, that it's, like, within ourselves, bro, just as, like, black people, mm-hmm. like, I say that, like, the problem definitely does start within, like, we gotta, like, recognize, we gotta realize that certain shit is not everybody else's fault, like, we gotta come down and, you know what I'm saying? Look out for one another and not acting like, and not act blind to shit. Like, it's motherfuckers like her who act blind to certain shit that's going on and acting like it's not their problem. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you good?
Yeah. Now, think about it. See, check my car. No, I'm good.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's just really like a lot of people who, like I said, like her who try to act blind to situations and not really sit back and think, like, damn, like, this really is happening to people who look like me. Because this is the thing, like, no matter how many times you try to feel like you can get away from this shit or get away from racism or feel like, oh, racism only exists because black people keep on bringing it up, does it? Or do we get stereotyped a lot?
Yeah, I think, well, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, when it comes down to
I'm
that.
I'm going to even go deeper than that about not even us bringing it up. Okay. I haven't watched South Park in a minute.
Uh-huh.
All right. So I would turn on Fire Stick.
Uh-huh.
Because I was just thinking, I was bored. I'm like, what will make me go to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just turn on South Park. Maybe that. I didn't want to watch Eddie or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I wanted a cartoon because I was like, I can't watch cartoons like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
So let me put on a cartoon. South Park is still racist. And, you know, this is not just it's not a kid's show. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a cartoon for adults. And it's like, how big is comedy? Like, I look at on Fire Stick, you can see how many times it's been streamed.
Mm-hmm.
It's been streamed more than Straight Outta Compton or like Star Wars or something. Like, mm-hmm. this is streamed a lot. Like, it was like, I think it was like 50,000 times. And the episode hasn't even been out for more than, I think, like 2 or 3 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so this is one of the main shows.
Which episode was it?
It's been it was the first one. It was the first one on the, like, not the very first one. Like, the first one that's,
you remember
that's
what it was about? Episode.
The first one was about, like, I think, like, they got a new principal.
New principal.
And Caitlyn Jenner and stuff. But there's a Chinese dude. Like, and I've not.
Oh, with the mall shit?
Yeah.
The shopping center?
Yeah, I haven't noticed. No, that was the second one. The first one was before it was like, I'm not sure if I'm just being young, because I haven't watched in a long time, but it's starting to go in order now.
What do you mean?
Like the episodes, this episode's going with this episode, and it's going into this episode.
They've been doing that, but like it varies. Like I know they did it last season too.
Because when I was younger, like, I don't remember like watching the next episode and it was going into the next.
Yeah, one. I think they just started doing that shit. I can't remember when, because they did this shit last season.
It was in series, and I'm like, the Chinese one was just the Chinese stereotype was just crazy to me.
Yeah.
And then they wanted the dude. They wanted a Whole Foods in their town, mm-hmm. with the shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
He came in there. He's like, "Is there a reason why there's a black dude, a handicapped person?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, no, that's not normal. Oh yeah, and him, he's homosexual." They put all of them in the front.
What, the
a black guy, a handicapped person, a homosexual in the front, just to show their diversity. It's like that. That to me is like. These are shows that's just like, you know what I mean?
I can't be mad South Park, though, because for a simple fact, no, like, Dave Chappelle did the same shit. Yeah,
no, I was about to bring the next. Yeah. Dave Chappelle, to me, Dave Chappelle just told the truth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it was funny because it's like.
Because he tells the truth because, like, we be thinking it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. South Park, I feel like South Park does that too, bro, because I'm not going to lie, bro. Like, I'm not going to go into that.
China Walk. Yeah. You know, yeah. Solomon. But, yeah. But not, hold on, but. With Dave Chappelle, the funniest one was to me what it's the truth. If we did get a check for being
restorations.
Oh my god.
Niggas
goodness.
Will blow it.
Blow it. Like there was like these niggas wanna give his money right back.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It was like the price on diamonds and chicken went up. Like they would do that and they would do that. And it's so funny because like, you know, it really would happen just like that. Just like that. I don't knock that at all, but yeah, I know, but I think he kind of like at that time it was new, like you know, like oh how dare he, mm-hmm. the white people like how dare he, excuse me, Caucasians, how dare he, you know he do this and he do that. It's by the way, we're not racist. We just know that certain people look down upon us. Not every because like
not everybody.
Honestly, in our generation, I never grew up with a racist friend.
I've had to check a few white boys.
Yeah, who just so comfortable and they say, you know, certain things that they shouldn't say.
Yeah.
But they're just comfortable enough to think like it's
you just
gotta
nothing. Correct them.
Yeah,
you
just correct them. That's just being a good friend. You know what I mean? I've never like they wanted to chill with us, smoke with us, play basketball with us, hit us up. It's not a problem at all. I've never grew up around that. But I know for a fact that it's taught. It's definitely taught. Like I even have a white in my family. Caucasian, excuse me, in my family. Like, I'm 15% Caucasian, excuse me. So, it's like, you know, so we're not racist or nothing. We just know that even my family members will say, like, they don't know that because he, you know, it's my cousin Chad. And he looks 100% white, but his mother is 100% black. Well, yeah, 100% black. She was physically 100% black, not, you know, percentage-wise.
Mm.
So, when they sit there and say something crazy, he was like... You bring out the wallet. My mom, black, all the way, like us, like you know what I mean,
dark skinned black. It's crazy.
He goes through that all the time. He say he lost a job one time because of that. They figured out his mom's black, and then
that shit is so lame, man. It's like when is it'll never die. I know that racism will never die. That's why, like when I do raise, you know, when I'm raising my son, like. I feel like you definitely got to teach a black man how to be a black man in this country.
Yeah.
Like, that's definitely, like, a necessity. Like, that's something that a woman can't even teach you how to do.
Exactly. I think now we're in categories. Like, all right, you see how mean you dress?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, but if you got the dress and you got the trues and the pellies and shit. Oh.
Drugs.
He sells drugs.
Yeah.
Even what type of car you drive.
Boy, you trying to rob them or some shit like
you
that.
You got an Escalade. Chicken eater. You know what I'm saying? Like, I swear it even comes down to that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Any more fucking current events? I feel like we talk about like politics and shit every week, man. Nothing really like new.
Nothing really changes like that. Same thing, Donald
last
Trump.
Last year for Obama, and we'll figure out who the president is this year too. So
man, there's rumors saying that it's not his last term. I don't know how true that is or not. I don't think he's done. I don't think that.
He's got a great hair and shit, bro. He's stressed.
Yeah, I don't think it's going down like that. That'll be the first in history, and I've never. You know, I believe a lot of things that I hear and see because of what I've seen he signed and all that stuff, but I don't. But I think he's out of office. I don't believe it. Now, if it does, then shit, and it does. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that shit. But music, you in the music?
Yeah, we can go and dip into music, bro.
Man, you heard a new Kanye West song?
That's, bro, facts. I knew it was something. Bro, okay, first of all, bro. Matter of fact, I reposted shit on my Facebook. I want you to see it. First off,
I seen it. The dude jumping over with the Yeezys.
That is so corny. That is so corny.
That's corny.
Like really corny.
Cornball. Like that type of stuff. Like to me, it's like that's culture vultures to me.
And I'll say this right now. I'll say this right now. Anybody who wears a size 13 or 14 that has some Jordan or Nike Heat in good condition, who is a fucking Adidas fan all of a sudden and really thinks Yeezy jumped over the Jumpman,
mm-hmm.
Let me get all your shoes for free.
Yeah.
Since Yeezy jumped over the Jumpman and you don't care about Jordans, right?
Right.
Like, stop. Like, I get it. Like, y'all love Kanye. I fuck with Kanye, too. I would, if I had the money, I would get a pair of Yeezy Boost Lows or whatever. Those are cold to me. But I'm not going to go as far as to saying
I'm never going to say something that Yeezy jumped over the Jumpman. Until generations upon generations. Because we all thought that LeBron was going to definitely surpass. Like, oh, he's doing numbers.
Yeah.
It's over. Like, Jordan is going to go out. But people are still buying Jordans. And LeBrons are still there. And so is Jordan still there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really because LeBron's price is cheaper. It'd probably be gone. But, you know.
I'll say this, too, bro. I swear to God, bro. If they started, because, I mean, not over talking about music, but it's to do with the song, just because of what he said. I was talking to Shay the other day in the group chat, and I put something out there because there's a link for on Sneaker News. They're talking about some, I think, like a black and green 14 coming back out,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing some shit now where like they're starting this year too. And actually, I fuck with it. Like they'll release a shoe on a date, but it'll be like for the 14s, it'll be like October 15th or August 15th till October 13th. So shoes, so the shoes would just randomly like pop up at different stores throughout from that time frame. So there's no more like initial release date anymore.
So you're saying that one place might ship at this time, then this one gets at this time.
Yeah, like we may get it in August, but fucking Ohio might not get it until September.
He knows. Jordan. You know what's going on,
and you know that it's
threats out here.
And I guess the whole pricing is to kill the reseller, because if you notice, where ever since the price shit, you can go in right now and still see a pair of Aqua 8s, fucking Maroon 6s, and the fucking 11s, and sit on the shelves.
That's what I'm saying. I think he knows now. It's like, oh, I finally outsaturated myself.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's gonna have to. So you gotta be on your
but,
shit.
But touch on the main point I was trying to make though about that is. I swear to God, bro, if Yeezys made mass-produced like Jordans did, you would still see Yeezys on the shelves. If they weren't... Because the only reason why they're fucking so sought after and cost so much is because they're limited.
I don't know if it's... If it...
You can't, bro. You can't even find a pair of Yeezys in the store, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, as of right now, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. They don't mass-produce them, though. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying if they mass-produce them...
They'll have some for, like, restock, but they won't... If you mass produce them, they won't resell for that value, though, bro.
It's gonna be so many right now.
But that's what I'm saying, though, bro. If you mass produce them, then there's gonna be a fucking pair, and they can do that. They just choose not to because they sell the shoe for $200, and you gotta think they don't get money off of the fucking resellers.
I don't know. I mean, I see a point. I don't know because
I don't think they're supposed to put all that money into Kanye West right now.
I think that. It will be another thing where, mom, I gotta have these shoes for the younger generation.
But it will still be something on the shelf. Because niggas still went out and got the Aquas, bro.
That's probably true because LeBron's.
Well, and then also, too. Because,
I mean, LeBron's, they should have been sold out. All the ones that we grew up on.
Yeah.
And we had.
And they were somebody always, can still come back.
And, yeah. And also, I was going to say, too, bro. Fuck, what was I going to say? Yeah, basically, like, if they mass produce them, bro, they're going to be in the same thing. Like, even though niggas don't...
That's probably why they don't do it.
Yeah, and even though niggas don't, like... Because as far as, like, Jordans, like, I know, like, you know, we had a discussion about the Sixes being, like, 240 after tax. And that's why a lot of niggas haven't been, like, fucking with Jordans because the price raised.
Yeah, it's, no, it's, there's nothing...
But you also... But it's also killing the fucking reseller, too. And I feel like if Adidas killed the reseller like Jordan and Nike is doing... Then you would still see Yeezys on the shelves, and I feel like Jordans would sell more than Yeezys. That's just me personally.
For sure, that's for sure. That makes sense. That makes the most sense. I think that what Jordan needs to do is needs to have a drought. If you really want, because like
what you stop
doing,
making shoes.
What you're doing is
just going on like Team Jordans and shit.
Yeah, like our new ones. I think right now what he's doing is Aquas.
Cause now he's coming back out with everything Nike Air too.
And that's what I'm saying is like, and then you see the fact that everybody who loves shoes is like, all right, my Aquas is my holy grails. Mm-hmm. And now you have people have no idea. So when you come out with yours, it's like, what are them, bro? Mm-hmm. Like, bro, these are the real Aquas, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's just. So I think if he comes out with the fives, the white. Royal blue ones and
he's dropping the ones we got too. The ones I gave away to Jalid. Yeah. He's dropping those with the Nike Air on the back.
The quality sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And if he starts coming out with fives that was original fives that came out in 05 and 06, then I think that it's really going to be officially over because he's doing a low top thing and it's like, all right, you do low top thing, blah, 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 blah. Right. But if he starts coming out, because he's coming back with the Jordan ones again, and it's like, all right, bro, well, you know. If he comes out with the white, if he comes out with the packages again too, like the white, black and yellow ones and the original ones and stuff like that, it's gonna be kaput because man, Adidas is kicking ass.
That's what I was gonna touch on.
My brother just sent me these.
That's what I was gonna touch on too, bro. Like if Adidas, like, because right now I feel like Adidas is going through the stage. Yeah, them is called
fire.
I feel like Adidas is going through the stage right now where, like, they're finally, like, really, really, really starting to kill it as far as, like, niggas copping their shoes.
And design-wise. Yeah. Their design used to be too bulky.
Yeah. And now their design is up to par now. So, once they get to that point where they're, like, over-saturated and they just make too much money and where they can mass... Because I think they can mass-produce, but they have so many fucking different markets. You gotta think they're international, like, real soccer, as far as, like, soccer and shit.
Everything.
Yeah, so...
Volleyball...
Yeah, so once they cross over to the point where it's like, okay, we make enough money now in this, you know, region and demographic to where we can mass produce for this region and demographic, that's when you'll start seeing shoes like Yeezys and fucking other shit selling shelves. Unless they choose to just keep on being exclusive.
Yeah, I think they might do that because I think that what they're treating Kanye West as is like Jeremy Scott.
And experiment.
Like, you know how they got the wing thing?
Oh, yeah, is
that called Jeremy Scott?
Jeremy Scott's.
And Alexander Wayne and all that stuff. Because, you know, you got the Y3s and you got the Yeezys and you got the... I think they're going to keep doing that because it's like, you'll never see Y3s.
In stores.
In stores. And then, like, it's like, oh, you got Y3s.
Maybe they do know what they're doing, though. Mm-hmm. You're right. You got a point because... Like Y3s and like all them shits and the Jeremy Scott's, those cost like $2-3 something, don't they? Mm-hmm. Like just like straight from Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe got a point. I don't know, but I mean that's keeping the reseller alive and keeping Hypebeast and shit alive because that fucking video just fucking showed everything that's fucking wrong with fucking the shoe community.
Yeah.
I just gotta play one more time just to show how corny it is. I know you've seen it already, but I just, like...
No, it's all good.
You should have seen my face, bro, when I first saw this shit, bro.
No, I agree with you 100% when I seen that. He just jumped over jumping.
Yeezy,
Yeezy, Yeezy, just jumped over jumping. Yeezy. That was just a waste of time. Bro, you took the time out of your day to stack up some joints and jump over them joints. What the fuck, bro? I don't know, man. I just...
Everybody...
I know what he was saying in the song made a lot of sense because, like, I've noticed that Kanye West said... He said that the Black History Months and the Christmases, all this is going to be dead in a couple of years. When he said it, I said,
You're lying.
What are you talking about, like the shoes?
Yeah, like, man, what are you talking about?
Bro, because
like,
those are LeBron Christmas 13s.
Now, LeBron, it's worth, I think LeBron has that new design.
Lifetime deal.
Yeah, that is, his new shoes are
cold. Oh, the 13? Yeah, that's what, niggas think they're ugly. I fuck with them.
At first, I thought it was ugly. When I started seeing different colors, I'm like, them is fire. Them are probably the best ones, bro. I know, that's crazy, right? The reason why I say that is because, well,
not the best ones
of all time, but the best one of the newer generation. Okay. After the South Beach Johns.
Eights.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, after the eights. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like the new generation one, because like how they fit with what's in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they just come up and it's like, oh my gosh, those are fire, bro. And they just killing everything except for, I mean, I like the older Kyrie's better. I still like the new Kyrie's, but like even the new Kyrie's, like LeBron has that by a long shot. Yeah. KD by a long shot.
KD's like a fucking Air Max shoe.
And that's, you know, it goes to show like that Kanye was actually right. Like he knows what he's talking. I didn't, you know, he proved me wrong. He knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like all the, you know, the Nike. Now I think Kobe's is still up there.
I seen the Kobe 11. They showed like pictures of it.
Ugly.
Kind of reminds me of the Kobe. I think the Kobe 8, just like the sole of the shoe.
You just need to start retroing, really.
Yeah, I can't really fuck with it. It looks too much like other ones. The Kobe 10. I like the way the Kobe 10 looks like a running shoe, but it's really a hooping shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find it for you. Kobe 11. Yep, here they are, right here. Oops. Get here to y'all.
Oh yeah, you look like a throwback, John.
Yeah, I can't really.
Them is all right.
I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm not about to go out of my way to buy $200 to get some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, Adidas is kicking ass. So all I can say, it's crazy because in high school it was a no go.
It really was. You get caught with a pair of Adidas on, you better get flamed up.
Poor if they're not shell toes, even
exactly.
If they're, you know,
even
they're
shell toes,
it's shell toes. It's like, bro, you can get some forces, bro.
Oh shit. Yeah. Anything else in music though? We just turned it into a whole shoe conversation.
Tory Lanez came out with two mixtapes. Tory Lanez is just coming for Drake's neck. He's all about the money and stuff. And it was kind of like, me personally being a fan of Tory Lanez, I don't really, you know, it's not my favorite project at all. Nowhere near. It was like, for people to compare to be fans, it was like when Drake came out with his, if you're reading, it's too late. Because it's like, you know, it's strictly about hits and stuff. Now it's fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it's not like something that I would sit there and really, really enjoy. Because, you know, he brings music, he brings his feeling to it and all that stuff. And he didn't do it this time around. He just went strictly for, you know, Drake's neck. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. Like, a nigga was saying fuck the other side and a whole bunch of other shit. Like, he was saying some shit. So I think that, I mean, I like it. DJ Drama hosted the one, and then the other one was the Chicks Tape 3. Chicks Tape 3 is fire. His samples on there is fire. I already talked about that Troy F. Christmas mixtape, fire. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to some shit. Sorry, man. But, I mean, Tory Lanez is still hard. I just think that, you know, he's just, man, Rodney Rebel came out with something. The dude that's locked up with Bobby Shmurda.
I think with the braids right there.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was allowed to do anything. OG Macko came out with something new. I don't think he's going to last this year at all. I think it's pretty much over for OG Macko.
You guessed it. Fuck him.
Yeah. K-Camp came out with something new. I know K-Camp's going to be here.
K-Camp bringing them hits.
Yeah, he's actually. Oh, nice. Yeah. Kodak Black's mixtape. I told y'all from the first podcast that boy is going to be something. I mean, I don't see. I'm a dude that goes opposite of the hype. So when people start going towards Kodak Black, I just say he took off and I'm not going to listen to him again.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Now, when he comes out with something that's might catchy, I might listen to it for a little bit and then get off of it. But y'all can go ahead with that. Cabin Fever 3.
It's about the last podcast.
Yeah, no, I just. I have to say it again.
Speaking of Wiz, bro.
Oh, Busta Rhymes came out with a mixtape.
I heard. I got to check that out. No, but Wiz, though, bro. Me and Tiff and Jaleel was watching Nola New Year special shit on ABC mm-hmm. when the ball was getting ready to drop. Mm-hmm. And this nigga Wiz, I guess he was trying to take a selfie with somebody. And Ryan Seacrest was like, "Oh, you trying to take a selfie with him?" And then Wiz was like, "Yeah, I was, but he's not fucking with it on live TV." And then the camera, and then Ryan goes, "Whoa, okay." And he came in front of Wiz, and then Wiz started laughing. He think it was high and drunk as fuck, bro. And then you can tell he was high too, because like yeah. when the ball dropped and everybody was kissing, he just like had hands in his pockets. Looking around like this. Like, nigga, you are high as fuck, high, bro. Yeah. You would think him, like, doing that smoking, it's like, bro, you can't, like...
And that makes me start not to believe Currency when he says that. When we get done smoking, I'm not high no more.
That doesn't even make sense.
When you get done smoking...
This is coming from a nigga who endorses ankle socks, though. Right, so.
Like, I can see what you're saying. Like, I'm not as high as I was when I had been smoking. But there's no way you smoked it. And if you did, bro, you just really need to stop smoking for a while.
Yeah, you can't trust no nigga who has AAU teams wearing ankle socks, bro. So that's all I got to say about that one, bro. anything else in music?
Gotta see oh, music. Yeah. Pusha T coming out with something next month.
Oh, so a new album coming out next month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big Sean's supposed to be dropping January, February. I think March or May.
Okay.
January, February, March, April. April, May, or maybe earlier than that. And that's really all I really got for his information as far as music
goes. I know, I seen yesterday Kendrick dropped a video for that You, where he's like rapping, talking about loving you is complicated,
mm-hmm.
and then he's rapping drunk, mm-hmm. and I think he dropped a video where it's like two songs in one video.
Mm-hmm.
So it was for You, and he dropped the one for Sale.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I gotta share that. I haven't watched it yet, though.
But. I definitely, if you notice, like,
you can't say his videos aren't cold, bro.
I'm just saying that I kind of predicted the fact that, you know, it was hype around his album. Like, us hip hop people, fire,
mm-hmm.
right? You know what I'm saying? The masses. You see how he dropped the video, and then all you hear is certain people saying, like, you know, for example, Daryl's like, "I seen Terry Crews dancing in it, and they did this in it." And then, like, we don't really hear, like, people like, "Oh my gosh, like what we just said." Like, I know his music video. He actually has the when we grew up, we wanted to watch a music video. Not like, I'm in the club, and then after this scene, I'm in front of a car, and you see the lights and the girl. You know what I'm saying? He actually has a good music video. I need to check that one out. I'll check this other one out. It's actually a good music video. Or even when I wake up, when I get the pedicure. All right, when he's on top of the light pole and all that, fire. You know what I'm saying? But, like, the masses is not, we don't see it how it should be. And that is why I say that. He's not knocking him, because I think that's genius. That's great marketing. Because you're not only are you giving quality music, but you're giving quality visuals to the music for the people that's slow and don't understand the story. Let me show you the story. You know what I'm saying? And it's like it reminds me of Nas, Outkast, you know, combined really. You know what I'm saying? As far as like the visuals go, but. I think that the masses needs to catch up. I think that the masses is so tied up in, you know, you got to be with a girl, and you got to be in a mansion.
You got to be dancing.
You got to be dancing.
In a square with different color lights.
Yeah, you got to be, you know. Man.
You got to be doing the two-step twist.
You got to be.
Dabbing. Holy shit.
About to say, I just lost it that quick. Hold on, real quick, it's going to pop up on my screen.
I can't think of anything else music-wise.
Kid Cudi's album by the masses, everybody thinks is not all that great, which is not. I know we talked about this before, but it's like I'm glad that people are all finally listening to it and finally getting their own opinion to it.
Mm. That's damn near sad to see somebody like that who really is, you know.
What's that dude?
Now he's putting out shit like that.
Should never left good music, really.
For real. That's something I definitely will agree to. Never should have left good music.
What about this gaming?
Gaming? You want, all right, we can go and jump into that. Whew. Gaming. Okay, so apparently, and I think we talked about the backwards compatible shit, how they kind of like sauced us, and we thought Skate 3 was coming in December, then they switched it up. When the new games came out for December, they switched it up and was like, Skate 3 is coming soon with Black Ops. On the little ad and shit. So, Skate 3 still isn't on there. I think we talked about this, though. I bought it. So, it'll appear on my shit, you know, when I, like, next time when it's available for backwards compatibility, I'll be able to play it. So, hopefully that shit comes soon, because I really want to play Skate. I've been itching to play that shit for a while.
Yeah, it's the only skating game that's actually worth, you know.
Yes.
It's so good, it's worth recopping.
Yes.
Let's see. What's that Tom Clancy game that's coming out that's supposed to be... Divisions was called, Division. Right? That's supposed to be, like, the game of the year.
Division.
It's supposed to be, like, super-duper crazy.
That's one of those games where I'll wait and see, you know, watching some Twitch streams.
It's supposed to be like playing Fallout Online, damn near, almost.
Somebody say that?
It's not the same concept, but it's like we all can be in a, like, we going here to rob something, and we're going here to bust in, and then somebody, our online team just come in and fuck us all up and take what we wanted. So kind of like Fallout. You know what I mean? Like, it's mass, it's post-apocalyptic, what I heard it is. And
oh, it's post-apocalyptic?
Not, kind of. Like a war is going on probably before the bombs are set off type shit.
Okay.
I mean, for that one, I think I actually might dive into that one. But for the last Rainbow Six, I definitely need to see other people buy it. I think the next game I'm getting is Need for Speed. I'm really content with the games I've got, especially getting,
that's how I am right now,
especially getting Gears for free. It's like, that's my game I go to if I'm bored. Gears.
That's you know how I am, man? Right now, bro. I
Fallout's a handful.
Yeah, it definitely is a Fallout. This nigga just lit, beat the game and like it was here, bro. Beat it.
Bro said he liked it. Bro said he liked it. Cause it's crazy, he was behind me. He was like, have you did it? That's crazy. I need to talk to him about that.
Yeah, he beat it, bro. He was telling me where the fuck to go and shit. I'm just like, what the, like, yeah. Cause you know, like, I got so much going on, but then at the same time, like, when I do play the game, bro, I'm either on the PS2 or I'm on 2K.
Man, I'll tell you, like, this is, like, Fallout. At first, before it messed up my Xbox, and it wasn't Fallout's fault, just so y'all know. It was my Xbox.
What was wrong with it, you think? I think it overheated. It was a bug.
I think that is, too. Like, easy.
You know, when you got it at, it's not, like, a real good place for it to, like,
breathe.
You know
what I'm saying? Especially the one I had. I had a different one. I had, like, a... the plastic one. I have like a matte one, a matte black one, where it's like Dana kind of lighter.
Oh, for real?
It's like, cause I noticed that when I was over Shane's crib, cause he has the same one, and his was like, I'm listening to his and I'm like touching it and stuff, like, cause I'm just paying attention, like, why, like, hold on, bro, yours is quieter than mine, like, you know what I mean, like, and I think some dust, because, like, at one point in time, I had to air spray the dust, because it's making a noise.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? So, I think it's dust. I think it was just some... I just think I got a bad Xbox, too. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got it last around Christmas, like, November, going October. It was, like, November, October, I got it.
November, yeah.
And I think I just got a bad one. You know, especially if it's in Costco, it could have already had dust in.
Yeah, because they buy everything in bulk and shit, so... Mm-hmm.
So I think I probably just got a bad one anyway. But, nah, and also, let's keep it real here. When I turned off, I said my Fallout froze. I clicked off of it, pressed exit on it. It froze. I turned off the Xbox. And then I was turning back on. It took a little while, and then I unplugged it. So I could have put a bug in it because it was about to load up, and I unplugged it.
I don't know. I think it's just the Xbox was fucked up, or I don't think it was that. Yeah. Nah, because, like, if dust gets in there or something, that, and then also, bro, like, over time, like the warrant, like the warranty on that shit is not good. Mm-hmm. But I just hope all my shit don't do that, because I got the one that had the Forza bundle.
You should be good, bro. I think it was just mine, because like I said, yours don't even make it. Like I said, mine's starting to make a little noise.
Yeah, like because mine's on right now. You don't hear nothing.
I don't hear that. That's what I'm saying. Okay. It's like mine. It was starting to. It did a quickity quickity quickity
quickity quickity quickity. Oh, like the Xbox turn on sound.
No, it was like.
Oh, the
fan
disc
that was moving.
Oh,
it was going quickity 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 quickity. But you're like, knowing my luck, I had to get 2 PS2s. I had to get 2 Xboxes.
You know, I went to like 3 360s.
Oh, okay, yeah, I had to get 2.
Hey, I think everybody had that problem with the 360.
Yeah, I had to get a new PS2. That's the weird thing. It's like
I had to get a new PS1. I think, well, mine was because my dad left it in during a thunderstorm and it like shocked the inside of the fucking system.
Mm-hmm. I had to get 2 PS. So it was just like, it was inevitable. So mm-hmm. I'm just glad I got it from Costco. But we're gonna talk about that hard drive thing too. But anyway, playing Fallout. Man, it's oh, by the way, if the Chinese letters come up and it's like it has like a 7 in it, the 5.2 something like that, you just need to get a flash drive and manually update your stuff. But if you got like a 7.2 something, your Xbox is done, my friend. I'm sorry to tell you that. I'm sorry, buddy boy. Turn it off and turn it back on. And if it turns back on and then it doesn't do it ever again, you're good. But if it does it again, I'm trying to tell you, your Xbox is done for. Just let you know that. But anyway, Chinese letters are going to come up and all that. Japanese Chinese letters.
So, yeah, for future references, if y'all should start to do that, man, time to go ahead and make sure you got that money tip for the Xbox.
Yep, or get you, make sure you have your warranty, you get, figure something out. But not at the same time. No, but Fallout, I used to just play it like, all right, I'm knocking stuff out. Now it's like I got to play it in spurts because it's like, I am so overwhelmed. Now that I did everything extra and then start doing the story mode, it's like, man, alright, let me do a mission. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like the old GTA. It's like, alright, man, I think I did enough for right now. Let me go fuck around. You know what I mean? So, and then I gotta check out what that Gears of War is talking about. You know, I'm late on that. 2K still fire. We did the My League.
We gotta talk about that too, bro.
Suggest people to try with you. I don't know how to set it up, so let them know.
Okay, so what I did was on NBA 2K, you can get the option to go down to like where people, you know, the 2K community on Xbox or PS4, or I think even PC too. I think they do it on PC. People like, you know, upload their own rosters because, you know, they have legends in the game and everything. So you can upload your own rosters with legends, created legends, all that. I got lucky and found a roster that had Gilbert Arenas, Reggie Miller, fucking Chris Webber, Rasheed Wallace, Charles Barkley. Fuck, who else, man? A lot of fucking people, man.
Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
Bill Walton.
Yep. And I took, like, you know, like say for instance, like how there's like 3 different Michael Jordans in game and 2 Julius Irvins. I use every player in their prime year. Or prime, for me personally, I feel like prime years. So I got the Heat LeBron in there. I got the 95 Jordan in there. Who else do I have?
Kobe
in his prime. 08, Kobe.
Penny, prime
Shaq.
Prime Vince Carter.
Yeah, prime Vince Carter, prime T-Mac.
Gilbert Arenas
in his prime.
Derrick Rose in his prime.
Dwight Howard. Fucking,
you name it. Reggie Miller.
Yeah, everybody. Any legend you can think of is in the fucking game.
Right.
Jermaine O'Neal, like
Oscar Robertson.
Yeah. Fucking Aaron has fucking what, Chris Webber on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Iverson.
Chris Webber was, well, I heard last night. I didn't get the, yeah, I heard it.
I saw the clip. You see the clip yet?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's on there. Whenever you get a chance to look at it.
Oh yeah, AI of course.
But, yeah, so I got, you know, 6 of my friends on Xbox to, you know, join the league, and it's actually pretty fun, man. Deep-ass teams, like, everybody is guaranteed at least 2 90 overall players. And having a bench with at least your highest-rated player being, like, 84 or higher.
Mm-hmm.
So
far, my team undefeated.
Yeah, Kevin's team is fucking...
I was complaining about my pick, because I had a 29th pick, but
yeah.
I just know how to pick a team, so I was like, I'm
Kevin, gonna make some. Yeah, Kevin, I definitely will give Kevin that, his team, because when I played that nigga last night, that shit was... Cool. I was like,
it just took off.
Like. Yeah, because they started fucking, like, as soon as the jump ball, like, you know, usually teams, you know, like, wait and let the offense set up. Niggas just started flying down the field like it was fucking a football game and shit. And like, my team didn't even get a chance to react. And it's like Rudy Gay and fucking Penny just going into the paint and just dunking on everybody. And I'm like, yeah, this is some bullshit. So, I mean, I'm not saying that me making the finals is a sure thing, but I'm pretty confident. I mean, hopefully Aaron doesn't beat Kevin because I didn't want my rematch, and this is a 7-game series too. So I'll be on the lookout for that.
I'm pretty sure he's not. I mean, from even the computer setting me up like that, I hope not. Because what made me shaky was playing Mo with the Lakers, and he was kind of like, it was kind of like total. To fourth quarter, I just 21. At first, I'm like, all right, this Jalen just blew this man out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, all right, I got to, for certain teams, I got to strategize. So hopefully, or it could just be like, because my bench has a depth too, so it's like, hopefully it's like, all right, by fourth quarter with Aaron, everybody's burnt out, and I'm, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I think the only team that does have a chance, you traded Oscar Robinson, though, but you got LeBron.
I got LeBron now.
Yeah.
I tried to him in Iguodala, because Iguodala, he got defense, but he can't score. In a series,
you're
going to
know, you're the only chance, because in a series, you're the only person who's going to know, is going to catch on and be like, all right,
yeah,
I know I got to do this with him now.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and everybody else is over.
Now, and last night, Solomon, I was sorry, too. Solomon, that's the thing, you know. Y'all got a tough Eastern Conference, or y'all is going to be damn near tough.
Yeah, because, I mean, Solomon got a night. But, I mean, if Solomon doesn't, Solomon got to do something. Because I'm saying, like, that's what made me want to do it. And Solomon, when I was playing against him and I seen that, his players are just too tall, and I was just too short. I'm like, all right, so I got Zeke, but he got Patrick Ewing and Allen Iverson, but I have Penny Hardaway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a tall point guard to be doing what he's doing, you know what I mean?
Well, see, this is the thing, though. My starting lineup now, I got LeBron playing point guard, shooting guard.
How dare you?
I got Courtney Lee playing shooting guard.
Did you hear him being so disrespectful?
And I got playing the three. Who the fuck do I got playing at three? Oh, my God. I want to say I got Iman Shumpert playing small forward.
Mm-hmm. They tall.
Power forward, I got Willie Cauley-Stein. And then center, I got Dwight Howard.
Well, you good.
So, and I did that purposely for when I play you again, so I can have my team in rhythm. So when
they all tall.
So I was like, okay, now we can really, really match up. Because I'll just put LeBron on
Rats went 0-3 last night. Jesus.
His team is actually good. It's just like
his team is
His paint game is just, and he was forcing with Derrick Rose. Yeah, you can't force
with Derrick or D Wade.
Yeah,
because I was thinking like with me it was like how I would do it with him is,
and I
would start off Aldridge messing with him, and then you'll think that by the second half post.
Yeah, and honestly with him, I don't know if I would have drafted like D Wade and Derrick Rose. Because they play too much alike. Mm-hmm. I would have drafted, like, you know, one slasher and one three-point shooter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, his first pick was fucking, what was his first pick?
Was it Derrick Rose's
first pick? Derrick Rose's first pick, I think. His first pick was D-Wade, and then he picked Derrick Rose second.
Okay.
So I probably would have went for with a guard who can fucking shoot the ball well.
Man, Gilbert on there is crazy.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I was about to draft him, too. I was really about to draft him.
It's crazy.
But I was like, nah, man, I need some big man.
Mo actually has a nice team. That's why I said he was doing good, but then he caught on to it. He was like, I'll start playing at your pace, and that's what fucked it up.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said he tried to start playing at your pace, and then that was all she wrote. Because I looked at the little box score thing, and it was a game until the fourth quarter.
Yeah. He started playing at my pace, and then...
The thing is with you, though, I've already peeped that, too. Mm-hmm. As long as we keep you under 20 points... That's the thing, because once you start going on those runs, and that's what it was with me, too, the fast break
you
shit.
You got to time out instantly. And that's what I should have did against Saul. That's literally what Saul. I just took his game plan, really. No, because that pissed me off. I was like, there's no way you can beat this.
Yeah.
There's no way you can beat this. Because it's like, as soon as you get the run in there, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then I would catch up. I got, it was like a 6-point deficit. About 15. Yeah. I'm like, man.
It's like the Warriors said, like, dunk version.
Yeah, That's all it is.
Man, because I mean, because the last one, we had a battle. We was battling out. You came back fourth quarter, you know what I'm saying? It was different, you know what I mean? But that one is
like, I got my boy LeBron now, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a way different ball game.
Because the thing is, like, I could play with Oscar Robertson, but it's like, I don't. It's just, I don't like that old school playing shit. Like, them niggas, like, the way they play, they don't do size ups. Yeah. Just like, dribble left, dribble right.
I told you, that's what I was saying.
Post move, spin around.
But that layup and that one shot.
That layup was nice.
Bro, the shot, though. I was right here. He said, all right, cool. I'm just going to. Well, I was like,
that layup was Oscar nice. Robinson, that but it's dude. Like, it's like, nigga, we're losing, man. And if you would have missed that shit, I would have fucking been screaming in the mic and throwing my fucking controller and shit. But,
Y'all gotta do that.
Yeah, 2K leagues, man. 2K my leagues. They finally brought it back where you can do fancy draft and you can even use fucking legends. And I gotta say, it's fun as fuck, man. Mm-hmm. Shit gets competitive because everybody feels like their team is the team don't fucking win the finals. Exactly. That's why it's so fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, definitely, you know, if you guys get a chance to, man. I know, you know, some of y'all are going back to school, you know, winter break is almost over with, but it's still time to actually have fun with it and, you know, playing the leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Try
that my team out, too. I've been telling y'all that.
I got to try the gunlin shit because I saw Jalip playing the other day, and it looks actually
fire.
Fun.
It's fire. Yeah. And if you play your my player and you finish out some connections, you get their cards and you can use them in there.
Oh,
I just got Klay Thompson's card. Yeah, you can get Al Jefferson,
right?
Yeah, Al Jefferson. Excuse me. It just did not sound right.
Yeah.
Al Jefferson, Kevin Love's card, Aldridge's card. I think you get something else with Aldridge. But you get my point. You get certain people's card, Victor Oladipo. You get all these cards from these people if you keep at the very end of them doing their thing. And,
yeah, man, so check that out. Anybody big 2K fans out there? Anything else in gaming?
Trying to make a game. If you think about getting Need for Speed, it's just a racing. It's just because
I never really fucked with racing games like that.
Yeah.
Never. Like, it's never really been for me. Honestly, bro, like, I probably won't cop another game until Mafia 3.
Okay. There's nothing I need. And it's like my go-to board game whenever it updates is going to be you got a napkin. Will be Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Like, I'm starting to feel the same way just because it's really because I don't feel like re-downloading it back. Because it's like, once I get whatever, the mansion, and then, like, when I do get the yacht, it's like, all right.
Yeah.
I finally did all this hours to get a yacht and a mansion. And
I also forgot to say, too, bro.
Then what?
For the free games, bro, got Killer Instinct, that fighting game. It's free, so if you download that, check it out. It's pretty fun. Let me look at the list real quick, because I was just on there. Let's see. Xbox.
Killer Instinct, is it January now? Is they got more characters now?
Yeah, they give you the whole characters for free.
Oh, yeah, we on it.
Yeah, so download. It's originally
$40. They got Dead or Alive on there.
For free?
Yeah.
Right, so I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they got Dead or Alive on that joint.
Let's see.
It's a couple fighting games.
Yep, Killer Instinct Season 1 Ultra Edition for free. Z Heroes. Dirt Showdown and Dose X.
Dirt from Dirt Xbox Showdown. 360?
Yeah, Dirt Showdown.
Dirt probably still look good, don't it?
Dirt Showdown is out right now.
That was one of the very first Xbox games. The original Dirt was like one of the first Xbox. That stuff looked fire.
And then January 16th, Dose X Human Revolution. I might download that Dose X because I heard that was a pretty fun game.
Okay, I'm with it.
Yeah, so I might download Dose X. Dirt Showdown, I played Dirt one time and was getting my ass kicked. And I wasn't really getting like the point of the game, so yeah. But those are the free games for Xbox Gold. I don't know if anybody listens to this who plays PS4, but I don't have a PS4. And when we say gaming, we're really talking about Xbox One. Just to be real with y'all, I mean, it's not no like I guess it is kind of biased, but we don't have a PS4, so why would we, you know, have interest or talk about some shit where we don't really play like that?
Right.
I thought about getting a PS4, but then I thought about how, like, depressing I would be. Let me stop taking shots. Let me stop.
No, it's for not
because like, I don't want niggas thinking that this is an Xbox versus PS4 or like, anything.
Who am I going to talk to online on there? Oh yeah, and also, if my PS4 breaks, I don't my save game data is dead.
They don't have a cloud for me? See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so it's like there's no point in me even thinking about that. Basically, like iPhone versus Android, really.
It really is
dead ass.
But yeah, so that's why we don't really talk about PS4 news like that, really, on this podcast, man. If there's any PS4 listeners who would like me to try to find what news I can.
In fact, come on the show.
Yeah, come on. There you go. Come on the show, PS4 people. Please, because we don't
Marty know shit about PS4. Marty wants to come on here speaking of PS4. Marty wants to come on.
So. It's whatever, bro.
He'd be right down the street, too.
So. Yeah, bro, it's whatever with me, bro. I don't really care. Marty, you're more than welcome, bro. But yeah, PS4 people, y'all can definitely put us on game of what there is to do, because my Tiffany's little brother had a PS4, but he traded shit for Xbox One.
Exactly. Marty said he's getting an Xbox One when Gears of War 2 comes out.
For real?
Is it 2 or 3?
3, no, 4.
4. 4. When Gears of War 4 for comes real? Out. Yeah. So it's over. Nah, I'm bullshit.
It's, I don't know, it's just like, they're gameless, bro. Like, if you really compare their game list to Xbox One's gameless, bro, don't show them seem fun, bro. Everything looks the same. Like, Uncharted looks the same as fucking...
It's all, like...
What's the game they got where like, the nigga has, like, electric powers and shit? What's that game?
You know, like, you, like, got flashlights and shit on that game or something like
some
that?
Some shit. It's like their version of Tomb Raider, basically.
Yeah, like, I don't...
That might be Uncharted. I don't know. There's just so many of them that's the same shit. You can't fucking point out which game is which.
I don't... There's not one game I see that entices me to go get the PS4. But, oh, my gosh, this game is killing Halo.
If they came up with the new God of War, bro, that's the only thing that will make me, because I fucking love God of War, bro.
I think that they wouldn't even... I'll do both, because a lot of ones I was supposed to just do one is not doing both. Like, I think that's why Bungie sold Destiny, is because they're like, all right, let me go both.
I don't know, man.
Get back on Halo 5 too, bro. You need to do that.
We don't be playing it.
We can.
This league is popping right now. So yeah, after the league hypes down,
niggas are gonna be mad when they get out of the playoffs.
Man. Fuck this game, man. Yeah. Train this shit in tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah, niggas ain't gonna be on 2K no more. Hey. And we can do another one too, redraft. Yeah, it's whatever, because it's actually fun.
Yeah,
and
I'm doing it.
And I'm still working on the roster, because, like, I don't know, it probably doesn't bother everybody else, but to me, like, I hate when niggas aren't wearing their right shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Like I forgot to put
Gilbert Arenas. Is Magic Johnson on the game?
Yeah, he just didn't. Nobody drafted him. Like, none of us drafted him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got to put Gilbert Arenas in some 11 low tops. See, who else? There's a few other people who I didn't really get right on that game as far as, like, shoe-wise. Mm-hmm. And I think it's 2 Dr. J's in there. I forgot to delete Dr. J twice. And so, yeah, I just got to do, like, little tweaks like that. Just go through and fully edit the shoe roster. Because as I was doing that, that's when niggas started getting online. So I started losing time to really, like, go in there and fuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was ready, and I was ready to start the shit too. So I was like, "Fuck it!" Like, I don't think niggas is really paying. Like, I'm the only one that really even pays attention to shit like that anyway. But
nah, I was paying attention to it because Vince Carter didn't have his shocks on.
He had on his VC2s. Yes, he did.
He did.
Yeah,
I looked like they was generics.
No, those they just looked like because of the colorway, the like, colorway. Yeah, but those are okay. That was it though.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's really it, though, man, for the podcast. I don't think there's really anything else I really wanted to talk about as far as game-wise. I know I'm not really getting that. I think we talked about Naruto last podcast, too, right?
Listen, I played the demo. I got my ass kicked. I ain't doing it again.
Yeah,
I'm not about to buy a game to get my ass kicked. I hate a game, too, I can't play online with.
Is it online?
No, it is. I'm just saying, like, I know I got my ass on Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah.
I know Naruto's going to be way, because if the demo's like that. And then I don't want, like, let's say Chase come on there. He's super duper good at it, and we just getting our ass whipped by Chase. It's over. I can't do it.
Shout out to Chase, man. Yeah. Definitely a character.
That was funny as hell last night.
Yeah, I had to delete that shit quick as well, because,
I started playing it.
Not having that conversation.
I did not have it clicked off.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
What is actually right there? For real?
She just thought it was like a regular one.
Oh.
So I was just like.
Oh. What'd you say?
I was just like, it was a Twitter video.
Yeah, because I don't want to see you doing that. So like, I don't get that. I almost left the group chat, but I was like, all right, man. But I think that's really it, though, bro. Episode 10, man. It's been a pleasure. Looking forward to new things in the new year.
Now you know where to find us. School Days 92
at School Days 92 on Twitter. This episode will be on YouTube, man. So, you know, be on the lookout for the YouTube link that I will post on the Twitter page, and this should be out. I'm gonna try to put this out on Tuesday when I'm off, because I don't work on Tuesday, so I got some free time just to upload it and do all the other shit. So I'll just do it like that. But you know, we always appreciate everybody who listens to us every single week, every single podcast, man. Like, yes, y'all are real, man. Like, for real. That's really it. I don't really have anything else to say. You got anything to say, man?
No, we good. Happy New Year's 2016, about to be live.
Make it great, y'all.
Yeah.
We gotta do that. Damn, shit. Well, no, I'll talk with you about that later. But yeah, man. School Days Podcast. January 3rd, we are out of this mug, and we will see you guys episode 11. Y'all be safe, stay blessed. Again, Happy New Year. Make this year great, and see y'all next episode, man. Stay blessed. Peace.